This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how the Office of Human Concern is helping low-income residents stay warm this winter. Plus, a conversation with a cast member of I Love Lucy live on stage. The show opened last night at the Walton Arts Center.
And we take a trip to Gateway to visit Martin Greer's Candies. We'll also learn about the Lincoln Echo, an African-American newspaper in Fort Smith, and more. But first, Arkansas's U.S. senators praised passage yesterday of a five-year farm bill, which now heads to the president for his signature. It came after extensive negotiations, with much of the debate focusing on the inclusion of food stamps in the $1 trillion bill. Speaking on the Senate floor, Democrat Mark Pryor said it would be vital for the agriculture industry.
We hear every day here in the United States Senate from the business community, they want more certainty, they want more stability. Well, this bill provides that in the agriculture economy. Our farmers and our producers and others, they deserve that same certainty and stability, and this bill provides that.
Republican John Bozeman was part of the conference committee that negotiated the agreement between House and Senate versions of the bill. He told reporters after the vote that it was difficult.
But at the end of the day, I think we've got a really good product, something that we can all be proud of. As you know, these aren't Democrat or Republican issues to a large extent. It's making sure the various segments of agriculture are well represented throughout the various regions of the country. And again, having a situation where we don't have a one-size-fits-all in this complicated economy.
Passage in the Senate follows approval last week in the House of Representatives. With the vote in the Senate final, 4th District Representative Tom Cotton was the only representative of Arkansas's congressional contingent to vote against the farm bill. One in six jobs in Arkansas is connected to agriculture industry.
Governor Mike Beebe is in favor of the Arkansas legislature passing a non-fiscal bill to prevent the state from having to call a special election to fill the recently vacated office of lieutenant governor. The governor yesterday told Ruby Brock of Talk Business Arkansas that while it would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of the legislature to bring up a non-fiscal issue during the fiscal session, there seems to be bipartisan support for bringing such a bill.
If they do that early in the session next week, then I'll be able to sign that, and we won't have a special election and spend that couple $1 million to try to fill an office that would probably only be filled for about 4 months. So I anticipate that to happen, and I'll sign the bill and fully support that that effort.
Governor Beebe also said he expects something to be done about the staff of four that work in the lieutenant governor's office now that there is no one holding the office.
I mean, if you're not going to have the office, I don't know why you got the staff. I mean, those are good people. Nobody's trying to be mean to those folks. But at the same time, the people of Arkansas would find it a little bit, unusual to keep a staff for an office that doesn't exist or that doesn't have an incumbent in it.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar officially resigned Friday afternoon after admitting to 11 violations of state ethics laws and after facing calls for his impeachment earlier in January.
Although winter weather has closed several area businesses and governmental offices, early voting began yesterday as scheduled in Benton County for the special election regarding the creation of a rural emergency medical services district. Tina O'Brien, Benton County Clerk, says she's not certain if the snow prevented many people from casting their votes yesterday.
It is a special election, which is not on the regular election calendar, so to speak, but I'm sure that the weather has played a role in the number of early voters that we have seen. We had 8 here in the Bentonville office yesterday. However, in the Siloam Springs satellite office, we had 22. So that was a pretty good number.
The special election is being held after the Benton County Quorum Court proposed a rural ambulance district, which would add an annual $85 ambulance service fee to rural residents' property tax. County justices of the peace proposed the annual fee as a way to cover the city's increased subsidy requests for providing ambulance service to the county's unincorporated areas. Only rural residents potentially impacted by the proposed ambulance fee can vote in the special election. And O'Brien says there's an easy way to find out whether residents are eligible to vote on the issue.
Now, whether a person is eligible to vote in this election, you know, if they live in the district or not, they can go on to the state website where we have voter view, and they can put in their specific name, and their birth date, and it will pull up where their voting location is, and if they are not eligible, it will also say not eligible.
Early voting continues through Friday and again on Monday at the county clerk's offices in Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Bentonville. 15 precincts will open Tuesday on Election Day. O'Brien suggests that voters double-check their polling location, as some have changed.
The jobless rate in Northwest Arkansas held steady at 4.9% from November to December. That's according to the latest data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. December's jobless rate was also 0.2% lower than it was in December of 2012, and while the area's labor force grew by about 3,800 people to about 239,000 people from December of 2012 to 2013, that's still about 2,500 fewer people in the workforce than in November. In the Fort Smith metro area, the unemployment rate grew by 0.6% to 7.6% from November to December, though that's still 0.1% lower than the unemployment rate in December of 2012. Meanwhile, the area's overall labor force for December was 132,600, representing a growth of about 400 people from November totals and year-over-year growth of about 1,300 workers.
A special meeting of the Fayetteville City Council has been called for tonight to deal with the agenda from last night's canceled regular meeting of the council. The meeting will take place at the City Administration Building directly following the Ordinance Review Committee meeting scheduled for 5:15 p.m.
Tonight, expect cloudy conditions with a low of 6 and a wind chill as low as negative 7 in northwest Arkansas, and a low of 14 and wind chill as low as 3 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect cloudy skies with a slight chance of snow and a high of 19 with a wind chill as low as 3 in northwest Arkansas. There's a 40% chance of snow and a high of 23 and a wind chill as low as 3 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect mostly cloudy conditions with lows from 8 in northwest Arkansas to 17 in the Arkansas River Valley.